is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weikert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location again at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. We're going to be here every Wednesday night, all season long, 7 o'clock. So join us for the show. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Weikert's Realtors, Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. And now, let's welcome in the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, here's Brandon Derrick. Look at that, no rain, and we triple the crowd, man.
It is a big game. So, I think we're ready. I think a lot of people are excited.
Big game. Last week when we were here, it was raining. We knew the rain was going to be an issue throughout the week. And, of course, you guys practiced, prepared for it, and then, bang, you had to cancel the game. What was the feeling when you made the decision, made the call, told the players, told the school? How did that trickle down?
It's one of those things. As soon as we realized we weren't going to be playing, we wanted to treat it kind of like a bye week. At that point, the kids were disappointed. Coaches were disappointed. We'd put in the work already and prepared. So it was a little bit better than a bye week for us because you had actually got a lot of good work in the first 3 days knowing that you were going to play somebody. But for us, just disappointing for the kids. They had already worked hard. They were ready to go. But at the same time, it gave us a little bit of a break to catch a breath and rest. I don't know how many people got to rest with all of it going on because of the power and everything else, but, kind of get kids off, kind of treat it like a bye week and get away from it for a little while and then come back. And, of course, it was a good thing because, college football kicked off and kind of re-energized everybody. And so you get a couple of days away, but then you come back and everybody's a little bit re-energized and football's kind of become the topic now.
How did your college team do, by the way, your picks for the weekend?
Well, I was right about Alabama. Alabama's still Alabama. And, Tennessee looked rough. But overall, I was happy Notre Dame lost and Oklahoma got beat. So I couldn't ask for much better.
Last week you were going to face a team that was 0-3. This week you have to dial it up completely differently now. You're facing a team that's 2-0, but they bring a big, different attack system. That's a big shift for the gang, isn't it, to go from 1 week of 0-3 to a team that is going to be very competitive?
Well, we knew it was a big shift when you go from a team that's 0-3 to the defending state champions. Valwood's a really good team. That's why we're playing them. We want to see where we measure up. I feel like for us, I thought the kids, they come in with a little bit different intensity. Coming into practice this week, the focus was there. I thought that they come in with a little bit different attitude. Our kids have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. We went over there last year. We got beat 36-7. We had a few injuries early in the game. And, at the same time, at one point, it was 22-7, and we were driving the ball and almost had a chance to turn the tide of the game and had another injury on that drive. But I feel like the kids have a little bit of confidence, coming into this. They feel good about it. It's going to be a challenge. They're a very good football team. We match up really well. It's going to be one of those things that going to be a few things that's going to be the difference maker for us.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And you are 3-0. You're also number one in the current standings. They are number three. And you're almost at the midway point of grade the team at the midpoint of the season. How are we really looking at where you wanted to be?
That's funny you say that because today as I was walking by Coach Cannon, I said we're really about 2 weeks away from where I think we have everything in. And We become very dynamic, much more dynamic than what we have been. I know right now people think we're pretty dynamic because we use a lot of different kids in different places, but it's kind of funny. This weekend we're sitting there and I was talking to my wife, who she was talking football, and she's like, okay, so when are you about to start putting in the wrinkles and do some things? And we were talking about it, and I said, well, I watched a little bit of the Auburn game, and we've got some people that can do some of this stuff, and we're going to put in a few wrinkles down the road. I don't know if we're ready for it per se this Friday, but we're preparing ourselves to be able to use it down the road, and the kids have done a good job with it.
Right now, top three schools, Frederica, Gatewood, and then Vailwood. How would you assess that standing? Accurate, spot on for where it should be, or any surprise in the top three?
You know, I've said it all year. I thought we were, or we could be, a top five team. So, you know, I think Vailwood, they've earned the right to be right there at number whatever they are. I put them at number one because they're the defending champ. I think John Millage is very good. I think we're a good football team. I think Pinewood's a good team. You know, there's not a lot of degree of separation between us right now. So I think right now we're all kind of even. But the difference maker is they've been there and done that, and we're just trying to get there to do it one time.
You're going to be facing a team with 8 seniors, 8 juniors, 4 sophomores, 7 freshmen. Sounds kind of familiar, Coach.
Yeah, you know, they play a lot more top-heavy guys than we do, you know. You know, we start 9 sophomores. I have to tell myself that every now and then, that we're starting 9 sophomores every time we walk on the field. So, for them, all their seniors pretty much start, and I feel pretty solid. I feel pretty good. They had to replace 7 guys on defense last year, so they're still trying to learn their system a little bit. But I feel like we have a good chance of going into the game and utilizing a few things and trying to get some mismatches with them. But it's going to be a challenge.
Talk about the mismatch. They had size, 300-pound, 288, 262, 255. Mismatch for you, or are you going to match up pretty well with them?
Well, we got one 300-pounder, and then after that we're about 200 and something, you know. That's been the thing we've looked at. They have 2 defensive tackles. Their 2 D tackles is a 300-pound kid and a 262-pound kid in the middle. So they're big in the middle. And for us on defense, we're going to try to combat their size with our speed. We took bigger bodies off the field, put more speed on the field. If we can't run through them, we're going to darn sure run around them and make a play. So that's been our philosophy. And I think that we're going to kind of try to combat that with speed and different looks on defense that they haven't seen this year. But, you know, the kids done a good job this week of taking in that defense that we put in. It's not something new. We've been running it. We've practiced it. We've repped it. But this week we predominantly just saddled up and said, this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to go in and win with it, or we're going to lose with it. And, you know, we may roll somebody big in the middle, but our big guy's going to be 230. Their big guy's still 280, 260, 270, 255, like you said. So we're giving up some pounds, you know. I've said it to a couple of kids. I told Mike Tindall at the center, he's got that big 300-pounder going to be breathing down his neck. So he already knows it. So it's not anything that he doesn't know. I've kidded him about it in the weight room the last 2 or 3 days. So I think he's ready for the challenge, and I think the offensive line's we're going to use our speed up front with our offensive line and the speed on the edge, try to make that the great equalizer.
Speed versus size. We'll talk more about that. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, we'll pause for a word from our sponsors and come right back here.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon. And this segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. We're talking about the upcoming game Friday night. You guys hit the road, and again, nowhere near like the long drive you had. But it still is a road game. How do you prepare to pack it up and hit the road?
We're kind of used to it. We're well-traveled. Since I've been here, we travel all kinds of places. I think the kids handle traveling pretty well. They do a good job. We'll probably leave the school around 2 o'clock, get over there around 5:30. We'll stop eating a pregame meal and get ready to go and kind of get our legs loose out there and walk around a little bit. But, you know, we're going into a very tough place at Valley. We're going on the road. It's they have a huge advantage over there in a lot of different ways. You go on the road, they have really good facilities. They're kind of intimidating, you know, but the advantage is them. We're their homecoming. So that's how much they respect us. So we're excited that we're somebody's homecoming besides just our own. I think we're going to try to go over and shock the world a little bit, maybe. But it's going to take a really good effort.
What is their head coach like? Coach Henderson, what's the vibe that he presents and translates into his unit?
Coach Henderson's a good guy. He and I have done the All-Star games together and coached against each other. He helps us in any way we can. You know, last week he and I talked about the whole hurricane thing, about what we were going to decide. He was wanting to know what we were thinking. So he and I have a very good dialogue. We keep in touch with each other even in the off-season and talk to each other and one another. He does a really good job. They're very disciplined. They're going to run a spread attack that's going to be a run first, try to pick on you down the field. And defensively, they're going to be very disciplined. They're going to do everything right. I mean, that's why he's got 2 state championships. He gets the right kids in, and they got a very good program. You know, they're kind of at the pinnacle. That's what everybody kind of says, all right, if we can get to what Valwood does, then we have a shot. So, we judge ourselves on kind of how we play them. And, I'm hoping that we're better than they are this year, and I feel like we have a very good shot at being that way.
Let's talk about their senior running back, Carter Brogdon, senior, 5'10", 155 pounds. He's going to be a solid, solid guy, low to the ground type of running.
Yeah, he's a downhill runner. He's not going to try to dance around. He's going to get those tough yards inside. They're just going to keep pounding away inside with that size up front, you know, and so we have to do a good job of staying down the line and minimizing run lanes. That's what we talked about all week. Make it bounce and let our speed run it down and tackle it. So for us, we got to stop the north and south running and make it go east-west. If we do that, we have a good chance on defense.
Talk about tackling technique, because he is going to be lower to the ground, center gravity. You're not going to be able to do the quick little pops to the shoulder with him. You're going to have to wrap him up and bring him down.
Yeah, we stay with what we do. We're going to be Seahawk tackling. We're going to be hitting, aiming at hips and hitting and rolling and turning people up. And, you know, for us, It's all about leverage, keeping our outside leverage and keeping everybody funneled inside. And, you know, if we can do a few things here and there and make some plays, I think that we have a very good chance. We're going to have to tackle really well, especially in open space against their skill kids. They do a good job of getting the ball on the perimeter.
This is the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And Friday night's game will match up quarterbacks Clifton against Williams. Compare the two young men.
Well, I think Gavin throws the ball better. Their guy's pretty much a game manager. Our guy's a gunslinger every now and then. And we're going to utilize that. We're going to take the chances down the field. I think Gavin's getting a better understanding of what we're trying to do. But the Clifton kid, William Clifton, does a good job for them of managing the game. And I don't think he is as versatile as the kid they had last year. But for us, it's, you know, it comes down to protecting the football, not making any bad decisions, and getting it out quick and getting it to the guys we need to get it to and make it happen.
Right now, Williams is number 3 in the current GISA standing. And you say gunslinger, I think of Brett Favre. As a coach, what's it like to have a gunslinger? Where does he go off script, or does he say, there's the look I want to see?
Does he go off script? Yeah, we can say that. The offensive coordinator is doing push-ups today, as he was so mad at Gavin. So it kind of gives you an idea of if he goes off script, he uses the gunslinger mentality. But, you know, there's things that he likes to take shots down the field where if you can dump it down underneath and get your 5-6 yards, he wants to get the big play ball every now and then. And that comes with getting older. I know personally as a quarterback doing it all through high school and playing it in college that take the 5-yard route and it'll turn into a 70-yard run and you still get a 75-yard touchdown pass in the stats. And over time, He's gonna learn that. We've yelled at him enough that he's finally, hopefully, he'll eventually break. But, you know, there's times he makes the most amazing plays, and then there's times that just, if you see my hair thinning out, I'm pulling it out over on the sideline at the same time. But he's the typical gunslinger, really. It's a good term for him.
Talking about our running backs right now, Deshaun and Jalen are both in the top 5 in state. Second place, fourth place. These guys are doing a great job on the ground, in the air, everything.
Yeah, we got kids. Like I said, our skill set's very impressive. But you also have to look at the guys up front that's getting it there. I tell you what, our offensive line's gotten better and better and better. We've been filming them every day, so we go in and look. We even perfected the weave today. We pulled both guard and tackle from both sides, and no one collided against each other. It was an amazing offensive play that wasn't really designed that way, but we've only done that twice in my career, but we pulled it off to perfection today in practice. But, you know, up front, I think you got to give credit to those guys. I think the offensive line, we've rotated guys in and out. They keep getting these skill guys get touches, but they break the big plays, and a lot of it's because our offensive line and have done a great job up front, you know, blocking and getting to the next level.
When it comes to a game like this, because of the size factor, you talk about that front line offense, defense, what sort of communication do you have in the front line? Who's kind of leading that front line communication system?
It's sitting right across from us. Michael Tindall has the start all of it. He starts pointing, and he points out everything, and then it kind of trickles down. You know, he has to make the call if we're throwing the ball, which side he's going to step so the running back knows where he's going. And those guys have to talk a lot, and they do a good job up there. They're pointing and picking people up and identifying things, and they've just gotten better and better and better every week. Like, we're not where we think we can be in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I really feel like we're building to where we want to be. My thing is I don't want to hit my stride in game five. I want to hit my stride on game about 10, 11, 12, and 13, and 14. I feel like we're good enough. We keep progressing. We're going to get to that point.
We'll talk about some of those missing building blocks and the things that you're looking for. But we'll take a little break. We'll be right back on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it.
Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media.
Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location to catch 228 out on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by Wickets Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker. So we've talked a little bit about the quarterbacks. We talked a little about the running back, and you should have mentioned young Jackson there as well. He has definitely done his job and then some.
He's played really well. He's done a good job coming in. He's made a lot of people miss. He runs the ball hard. He blocks well. He's done a good job for us this year. He has a true knack. He's naturally talented in the backfield. He does a good job. I'm excited. I hope he has a good game. He struggled a little bit that practice, but overall I think he'll bounce back. He'll be ready to go.
Patrick Brunson is ranked in the top five of the GISA in interceptions. We've seen a couple that have been pretty amazing moves this year.
Yeah, he has a knack for the ball. He is a real skilled player, and he doesn't think he is at times, but he does a great job. He orchestrates the defense real well. He does a good job of communicating. For a sophomore, he's kind of that unspoken but spoken leader out there at times. That, you know, he's going to get us in the right spots, and if somebody screws up, he's smart enough to know how to cover their butt real quick. And for him being a sophomore, you know, he just evolves and gets better and better every week. And he's got a knack for the ball. Ball's in the air. Number 10's going to be near it pretty close.
On the other side, Mark Anderson is one of their linebackers. He's one of the guys you kind of earmark and say, pay attention.
Yeah, he's fast. He's got a lot of speed. He's going to play the strong safety type position. He'll roll down and play outside linebacker in that strong safety spot at two high safety. We have to keep an eye on him all over where he's at the field. He's kind of that Jayshon type player. He's got some of that it about him. He can make it go. So we're going to have to keep a close eye on him and what he does and where he's at. We're going to identify him a lot in the secondary when we're out there. One of the things is we feel like he'll probably shadow wherever Jayshon goes. I think he'll go that way. We're not going to give him that much pleasure when he's on offense, but we're going to know where he's at. But we're not going to flip the whole script, move around, and adjust just for him. But I feel like against us, he'll probably swap sides and do some stuff to kind of shadow Jayshon. And that opens the avenues for other people. We're going to try to get matchups set up.
You said throughout the season you don't like using timeouts. You want to let that clock, that speed, you manage it very well. In a game like this, are you going to use timeouts more, use that clock management a little bit more differently maybe?
Well, I like to pride myself on the timeouts thing, using them correctly. I watched a lot of football over the weekends and seen a lot of people and been with and coached under people that would call crazy timeouts for crazy reasons I'm not sure. But for us, you know, timeout wise is only if we don't have the right personnel or somebody gets injured. A lot of time we use a lot of our timeouts when we're changing kids in and out, when we're taking a lot of the starters out to get our younger guys ready and get them lined up. That's really what we've only done this year. And, you know, for us, time management will be an issue. I'm thinking that Friday night it's going to be nip and tuck, so we'll have our timeout charts and all of that good stuff set up. Coach Cannon will have all the paperwork that we go off of and what the two-point plays will be. Everything will be nip and tuck. It'll all be we're going to have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, I guarantee you, before we walk into this one.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Brandon Derrick alongside of me on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And one thing I have seen this week, this year, and I was going to ask you about this last time we were on the air, out of timeouts, we've had a couple of flags pop up. From a coaching perspective, how frustrating is that to call the timeout, huddle them up, get them ready, and then bang, that yellow little thing pops up?
You know, that's one of those things that we've already talked to the kids about this week. We expect probably more than our fair share of them this week. We know we're going to make some plays, and we know that they're going to get called back whether we made a penalty or not. So we've got to keep our cool, and we've got to battle through adversity. For us, when you call a timeout and you set up a play, I think probably not this past Friday before, I probably showed more emotion than I have in a long time, because there's plays that you get set up during the game, and you know that they're there. You got to hit them, because it's got to happen, because there's times there's not going to be – you don't get a second opportunity. And against Bethesda, there were times that we had them set up, and we missed people, or we have a penalty here and there. And so emotionally, as a coach, you go into the game, and you're like, I've got three plays that's going to get scores. And if we execute these three plays, if we get them set up the way we want to, then we're going to score 21 points. And if you don't pull that off, you know, as an old offensive coordinator, knowing that, I always went into the game and I would tell the coaches, we got these three plays. These are three touchdowns I got in my pocket. And if we get them set up the way we want to, then we're going to score 21 points. And we're going to earn another seven somewhere. So we're looking at getting 28 points. But, you know, going into it, we're still very young, and I don't know if they understand that or not yet, some of the guys, but as we get older, they're going to understand it. When you execute those plays to perfection, it's going to happen. I think last year we did it really well against Bullock right off the bat. We ran three trick plays, scored two touchdowns off three trick plays, and, you know, if you execute it, it'll work most of the time. And not saying I got anything up my sleeve this week, but we got some up our sleeve this week.
Valwood's going to host you this coming Friday night, and last year's game was a tight one. Nip and tuck, you said. Special teams is probably going to be a big factor in this one, right?
Yeah, I've talked to the kids. The thing that's going to be the difference maker this week, I feel like we're very equal, is turnovers and special teams. Be special on special teams. We can't have any breakdowns. If we don't turn the ball over and we don't break down on special teams, I think we're a good enough football team to go over there and play man-to-man and do what we do and come out victorious. If we turn the ball over and give them a short field, or we give them an easy touchdown off a special teams miscue, or we make a miscue on special teams by turning the ball over and give them a short field, then they get momentum and it can change the game. So we have to be special on special teams, and we can't turn the football over, and we got to go play. We're going to have to play through adversity all night long. It's going to be one of those things. I put a little bit of heat on the kids today at practice. I didn't think we did a very good job of rising to the challenge, but I feel like Friday night it's going to change. I think that's why we do it on a Wednesday. Put the heat on Wednesday, see what we're cooking, and I feel like the kids will be ready to go.
You said you kind of use it as an off week a little bit because of the weather. So health-wise, we should be across the board looking really good.
We're 100%. We're ready to go. Everybody that can play will play. And, you know, if I can sneak in, I even had to run quarterback the other day on scout team. I still got a pretty good set of legs and a good arm. I might be able to sneak one in and get a play in.
That may be the wrinkle we're looking for, Chris. That might be it right there.
No. Yeah, I got wrinkles.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out and join us Wednesday night. We have a great time at Catch 228 on St. Simon every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you out of the ball game. Come and join me.